AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will get a look today at wildfire damage in Idaho and California. As he heads west, the president looks to leave a tough month behind.
From the chaotic Afghan withdrawal to a surging coronavirus, the past several weeks have been difficult, and the nation's let the president know. His personal approval numbers are down, but he says the country backs his agenda, including the $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan.
My package is overwhelmingly popular.
The president says that will lead to the GOP going after him, not his policies.
A lot more direct attacks on me, not when I'm poor. And that's I'm a big boy.
But he's also facing Democratic opposition in a Senate where he has no votes to spare. Joe Manchin says he cannot back the infrastructure plan's price tag and says there's no way Congress will pass it this month. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In Akron, Ohio this morning.
My bedroom window was open. And I heard screaming.
Five people, including three children, died in an early morning fire near Gene Hudson's home.
I looked out the window and saw the flames, and I ran in the living room, grabbed the phone, dialed 911, and yelled at my kids to get out of the house.
Two adults and three children were killed in Ohio. Tropical Storm Nicholas is strengthening just off the Gulf Coast and could blow ashore in Texas as a hurricane as it brings heavy rain and floods to coastal areas from Mexico to storm-battered Louisiana. Forecasters at the National Hurricane Center say top sustained winds could reach 60 miles per hour. The UN Human Rights Chief says her office has received credible allegations of reprisal killings by the Taliban of former Afghan security forces, as well as instances in which officials in the previous government and their relatives were arbitrarily detained and later turned up dead. This is AP News. There is a new type of tourism for the exclusion zone, 35 years after the world's worst nuclear disaster.
We're having a bike tour in Chernobyl area in preserve.
Chernobyl is not a place that springs to mind when choosing a scenic cycling route. The area is still dangerous. Guide Natalie Tolulik says this route is checked for radiation levels. We should follow the rules for visitors. For example, clothes should not cover all your body. Also, we can't deviate from the route. But for the riders like Ayula Padubna, it's worth the risk.
For me, it's second time here, and the main purpose for me to come here to see the nature, how it developed through these 30 years after the tragedy.
People are forbidden from eating and drinking around the zone in Chernobyl and are not allowed to travel in or out by themselves. As they finish their tour, the cyclists are checked for radiation levels before they leave the zone. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.